You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Tawana Tales.
And who is Tila Monet?
And welcome back to our podcast, Female Chronicles, the good, the bad, and that bullshit in between. I'm going to call this season two.
Yeah, I think it should be called season two, too. I feel like season three, but it's season two.
We did a good, we had a good first run.
We did.
Made some changes to the show. We got some new topics, new location. Yeah, just some new bullshit in between.
I say a lot of it for me, man.
A lot of
bullshit in between. But I just came back from a beautiful cruise. It was so nice.
I saw you living your best life.
Girl,
your pictures was bomb, girl.
Thank you. I worked really hard before I went on that trip. I got to look good in these bathing suits.
Yes. First of all, can we talk about this three-day water diet? Because I've never heard of anything like that in my life. Like, literally, so you just drank water for three straight days?
Literally, water only.
That just don't even sound safe to me.
Yeah. Well, it actually is, and you have to, like, look it up. Everyone, look it up, because it actually helps your body restart itself. And it actually, your good cells begin to get rid of the bad cells in your body, and it restarts your colon and stuff like that. So it restarts your body. So it's really beneficial.
Water.
Yeah.
For 3 days. That just don't sound safe.
Yeah. Water, like, for 3 days.
Oh my gosh. Was it hard?
The first day it was not hard. The second day, however, when I got home, I got this big thing of, like this, dispenser that kicks out nuts, and I looked at them nuts.
Nuts?
And
so, what kind of nuts?
Like, I'd have broke my diet then, probably. I don't know. But peanuts, almonds, and stuff like that. So I wanted to put my hand in there and just grab a handful real quick, and I was like, no. Get some water. And you know what? It taught me to drink more water, because now I'm drinking a lot of water. I have to drink water now.
How much water were you drinking for the 3 days?
Well, you're supposed to do like half of your body weight. So I'm not going to say how much I was, really, but I was doing at least minimum 80 ounces of water a day.
How much weight did you lose?
I don't really know.
You didn't weigh yourself?
I didn't do any of that. I was going to put on YouTube, whatever, because I was filming day by day, and I was like, the third day, I was like, I'm not filming no more. Forget it. Because I forgot to weigh myself. But I could see the difference.
Wow.
I can see the difference. And I felt more like I can discipline. I can do a lot more things. I can tell myself no, just like that. I can cut stuff off just like that. I felt like it made me not love food as much as I used to. Like, I don't live to eat now. It's like, okay, food, what is food? I can just do some water.
Something that when I'm hungry, I eat.
Yeah, like, no, I don't fiend for it anymore. I don't care about it like that no more.
Really?
It made me realize that food does not run my life. Like, I did it with just water for 3 days.
Girl, more power to you. I don't think I can do a 3 day water class. However, I have been intermittent fasting. So I've been doing intermittent fasting. I haven't been doing keto because I just felt like keto was so hard for me to do. I've been doing low carb and I've been working out. But with the intermittent fasting, I eat like, I have a 16 window, hour window where I'm not eating, and then an 8 hour window where I'm eating. And my eating window is from like 2 to 10, and I see a huge difference.
That's the best window to have.
Yeah. Cause for me, I like to go out. I'm a late eater. I usually, on my regular day, I don't eat breakfast in the morning when I get up and go to work. When I'm at work, I'm busy. So by the time I do kind of get hungry, it's like 1 o'clock. So I'm like, okay, 2 o'clock. Then I leave work and I got something to do, so I don't get home till like 8 or 9 o'clock. So I had to make my eating window later because I'm just, you know, and it works for me. I can still go out. I can do happy hour. You know, I can go out and drink with my friends. But speaking of drinking, I'm not drinking now because I'm doing Lent and I gave up alcohol for Lent.
That's
girl,
a good one.
Let me tell you, I went to a party last weekend. And it actually what it was, and it was open bar. It was my friend's birthday. She had a beautiful open bar set up. Remy Martin had sponsored the bar, and it was just so beautiful. And all that
open
alcohol,
bar, and you,
open
ooh, girl.
Bar. I did not drink. I was good drinking shots of water all night. I was so proud of myself. So I got discipline, but I don't know if I have discipline where I can just do water for 3 days straight.
And you know, I like to drink. I like literally cut up alcohol. I didn't drink alcohol for 2 weeks straight. I was like, no alcohol.
Oh, good for
put
you.
The bottle down and literally cut it off.
I'm doing it for 40 days. I don't know what day I'm on now, but Yeah, I've been doing it for 40. I'm doing the 40-day fast. So for my 40-day fast, I'm giving up alcohol. I'm giving up social media from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I can't get on. Although I cheated a little bit today because I was looking for stuff to talk about on the podcast. And I logged on to Instagram. And I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be on Instagram.
Right.
Until 5 o'clock. So, but it was business. And I just got to scrolling, but I stopped. But for the most part, I have not been on social media from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then I'm not doing beef or pork for 40 days. So
that's a good start.
I'm half,
that's good.
Not half. I think I'm at like day 10 or something. Yeah, because I figured, like, I need to... So, I didn't realize, like, how much time social media can consume of your life.
Girl, yes.
Like, I literally sit there, and I can sit there and scroll for hours and go back and forth between Facebook and Instagram all day. Like, ooh, he cute. Ooh, what's going on with this celebrity? Ooh, what's going on with that celebrity? Ooh, let me go and... No, I ain't gonna go stalk my ex page. But I'm just looking.
Stuff
that I don't need to be doing when I can be focusing because I'm back in school now. I could be using that time to study for my class. I can be using that time to update my website. I can be using that time to figure out ways to make money online opposed to just scrolling. So that's why I did the social media cleanse. So I said that I was not going to not be on social media because that's not possible for me. So I've been limiting my social media. From that
as long as it's a sacrifice.
Yeah, it's a sacrifice. You know, and you know, with me doing keto, low carb, like meat was a big thing for me. So I'm like, okay, let me give up. I love bacon. Let me give up something that I love. So
yeah.
I like to drink. I don't drink. And I feel like drinking really wasn't a sacrifice for me because I don't drink that much. I maybe drink on the
weekends.
What's
a sacrifice when you go to the club?
Yeah, when I'm
going to the club and don't have a drink at
the club.
I don't go to
the club that often no more.
Or go to an event, period.
Yeah, that's true. So
or go to a podcast.
Or go to a podcast. I drink at the podcast.
When you record the podcast, so.
Yeah, so, I just wanted to sacrifice. I want to be more disciplined and more consistent. And so, I'm not Catholic. Somebody sent me an EDM and asked me, was I Catholic? I'm not Catholic. I just do it for, you know, just for religious reasons, not, you know, and for discipline, to make myself disciplined. So.
I feel like when you cut stuff out, like, it helped me focus on things. Like, it made me, like, I just been thinking about a lot of stuff. Like, God, man, like, a lot of clarity on certain things and behavior. Like, certain behaviors I had, like, I'm going to change it.
Yes,
it helped me really get more focused. But, girl, that vacation was so beautiful.
Where did you go?
I went to Jamaica. I went to Mexico. I went to Haiti. Went to Miami, of course.
How was Haiti?
And, okay, so Haiti, we was on an island.
Y'all did a cruise,
We didn't experience the city in Haiti. But from what I've heard, you can't really experience the city on a cruise to Haiti. You have to just go there yourself. However, I experienced the city a little bit in Jamaica, but the best spot for me was Mexico.
Really? See, I would think Jamaica would be the best spot.
But
Jamaica,
we didn't really get like to get lit in the city. And
how long were y'all in each city?
In Jamaica. Some hours, maybe 12 hours each time.
Oh, that's a nice time.
Yeah, it was a nice amount of time.
So what did y'all do that whole time?
So when we got to Mexico, Mexico was the best part.
What y'all do in
Mexico? We went to the bar, we went and bought some jewelry, we went and did some shopping, we kicked it with some people there. We left there and caught a cab to one of the beaches and kicked it there.
Oh, that was
yeah,
nice.
We actually left and did things.
Y'all
and
I ate
there.
Oh, really?
Got a real taco.
Yeah.
I had like a fish taco.
Tuesdays.
Some real guacamole, some good old, what I have, a Long Island. And they killed the Long Island.
Really? Oh, that's nice. I'm going to go. I haven't been on a cruise. I did a cruise for my birthday. It was just to the Bahamas, but I always have fun on my vacations. I can't wait because I'm getting ready to go to Miami for Rolling Loud. So I'm excited about that.
Miami always
I love time. Miami. People be like, Miami is ratchet. I get my life in Miami. Let me tell you.
Depends on what you're doing, who you're
with. I love Miami.
But like, I have a good time in Miami.
Every single time I go to Miami, I have fun. Like, I have a ball. I love Miami.
Yeah.
I do. I just...
So what's been going on other than this fast?
This fast? Let's see. I don't know. Like, I haven't really been... Oh, let me tell you. So, I don't want to say the person's name, but had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. One of my coworker friends. And this person was looking really, really sad. And I'm like, is everything, you know me, I'm always like, if I see, is everything okay?
Right.
And at first she was like, well, no, but it will be. And then she came back. She was like, well, you know, I want to get your opinion on something. She was like, not my husband, but my son is homeless and I can't bring him to my house. I was like, why?
She have a studio apartment? No,
she
not
has
home.
A home, but she said her husband doesn't want her son to come there. And as a mother, I can tell it was just eating her alive.
Oh, wow.
When I tell you, I felt so bad for her. And it got me to thinking,
well,
like,
I'm familiar with that situation.
Could you be in a situation where your spouse don't accept your child from another marriage or from a previous relationship?
Well, I'm familiar with something like that. It depends. That child, it depends on what that situation is, because if you have that son that him and your husband do not get along and he's just disrespectful and he's just a disrespectful child and your husband is not going for it, because mm-hmm. if you can't control them and your husband can't control them, he's like, I don't want him in my house, then you can't do nothing about the situation. Honestly, it was like, but if it's just like, well, I just don't like your son. I just don't want him here because he don't work.
Well, she did say that they've gotten into it before and that, you know, he is kind of disrespectful. He smoke weed, which I didn't mean.
Well,
yeah, that's what I said.
It's like, it's her husband there paying all the bills and her son is there being disrespectful and not doing anything for the house.
So it's different. I don't know, but I can just tell, like, it was really bothering her. And she said the day, like, you know, I don't know if you was here that day, it was really, really cold, but she said it was so cold. So she asked her husband, could he just come in for the night because it was really cold? And he said no. And as a mother, my
heart.
Is
that his father or just her husband?
No, it's her. It's just her husband.
Okay.
Yeah, my heart was breaking for her because I could just tell in her face, like, she was just dazed and confused.
I would have to know more details about it.
I just, you know what? It got me to thinking, since, you know, I'm in my dating process now. I don't want to date nobody who doesn't have great relationships with their family.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because my family, we're so close. I can't imagine if they need to come stay with me. They can come stay with me, but at the same time, too, they're not going to disrespect my, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Depends what the situation
it
is.
It does
because
depend. But as a mother,
you
that's
have to
hard.
Have children that's going to respect the husband, too.
That is true. But if your children respect you, they should respect the husband.
But if they don't, but then it's be like, son, you're not listening to me. You won't listen to him. You disrespecting him. You ain't paying no bills. He takes care of us, so you can't be disrespecting him like this. And when he put his foot down, like, okay, I keep letting him disrespect me. I'm the man of this household. Your son is here. He ain't paying no bills. He ain't doing nothing. And he's disrespecting me. You can't handle him. I can't put my hands on him. So, honey, he just can't come here. I feel like it's very unfortunate.
That would be, that
if that's the situation,
hard.
It's just unfortunate that the husband would have to even deal with that or be like, okay, I guess he just got to run over me because he's your son.
So what do you do in that situation?
I would try to stop it before it gets that far, but most mothers don't think their son's doing anything wrong. It takes a lot for them to say, you know, a mother, her mother job, you know, they're gonna automatically just take care for their child. It's hard for them to say, boys are mama boys. They are.
And I can just, like I said, the look on her face, I felt bad. And what I don't like doing is commenting on people's relationships and telling you, like, girl, you better go in and tell that man that, this your son, he can come. You know, so I just listen. And I told her to talk to her. She goes to church. Like, she's really spiritual. I told her to go talk to her pastor. Maybe, you know, he can lead you in the right direction. But I just told her to pray, like, pray. But speaking of some crazy shit, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. So, I'm at work all day, go to work, go to the gym, come home, pulling up to my house. And, bitch, why the fuck is my front door open? My front door is open. I didn't pull up in the driveway because I'm like, oh, my God, is somebody in my house? Like, I started freaking out. First person I've called, of course, is my brother. And I'm like, my front door is open. I don't know if somebody in there. He was like, is it open? And I said, my front door is open. And I have a screen. So I'm like, the wind kind of blew it in. So what the hell? Like, is somebody?
Somebody left it open.
So my brother came. Oh, shout out to my brother, because I will say that whenever I call him, he comes. I was just talking to my sister about that, and I was saying how I appreciate him, because he's like, man, I just left from that side of the town, but he was there in 10 minutes, him and his friends, and they came. Of course, they didn't come empty-handed, but went and searched my whole house.
They
went
shouldn't
in
have.
Every closet up under the bed, everywhere. I stayed in the car. They went and searched. Thank God nobody was in there. And then he called me back later. He was like, okay, you safe to go in. Called me back and checked on me. He was like, everything okay? I'm going to ride back past your house, you know, on my way home just to make sure he okay. But he's like such a great big brother.
Yeah. That's
like, I know he might not be a good boyfriend to something. Well, I ain't going to even say that.
How you going
to
put him out there like that?
I ain't going to say that. I'm not going to even say that. I take that back. But he is, I hope that when I finally find someone that they have a lot of the qualities that my brother has.
Yeah, maybe he hasn't met protector. The woman yet to make him.
Like, he protects his family. To this day, like, I will call him, and even just like yesterday, I called him, he dropped everything and came. Good. Like, I can't imagine not, I called him for everything. Like, he was the first person I called. Then my other sister was like, call the police. And I called him, I was like, well, the call told me, call. No, don't call the police.
Yeah, you know them, they'll be like, what you doing? You sure that's your house? Let me see your ID.
Nobody was in the house. Somebody did leave my house and left my front door open, and it just freaked me out. And yeah, then my other sister was like, well, you know, there was some robberies going on in the neighborhood. So I didn't know if somebody was in there waiting on me, if they had broke in. But I wasn't going in there. I said, oh, no. Girl, I was even scared to pull up and sit in front of the house. So I called him back. He was like, well, where you at? I said, I'm around the corner. He's like, why you around the corner? I'm like, because I was.
Why was you around the corner?
Because I was just driving. I wasn't going to sit in the house. What if I'm sitting out in front of the house and they see me and whoever was in there was going to come and run out?
But just speed off or run them over, shit.
Yeah,
and
but
take
no,
back
but
your belongings. like, give me that back. It's mine.
No, I said, let me get out this street because I don't know. I rolled past twice. Like, wait a minute. I know I'm not tripping. Is my front door open?
I might have pulled next door, but I want to pull it off because I want to know who had been there, who about to come out.
It was pitch black. I'm like, oh my God, my front door is open. But yeah, I think somebody left my front door open. And
so I know we've been gone for a minute. We were in California when that tragedy happened with Kobe, and I just want to say rest in peace, and like, we are really like feeling really bad and sorry for the families, and to rest well everyone, and we are praying for you guys.
His wife is really strong. Yeah. Vanessa, did you see the memorial?
I seen some of it. I was out of town when it took place, but I saw some of it when I was on out of town, and I looked at more. I watched more of it when I got back. It was she was in a lot of pain.
I mean, yeah, she could see that. Pain. She lost her husband.
I just don't know how you go. You get past that.
Like, but you know what? A lot of people was talking about the memorial, and they were going. Not really. They wanted to go in on Vanessa. They had a lot to say because she didn't acknowledge his parents, and I can't be mad at her. Like. I don't know. I mean,
no one knows the world they live.
No one knows the world that they live in. And should she have acknowledged his parents? She could have, but she's grieving. She just lost a daughter. She just lost a husband.
She lost a daughter first. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, she's probably not even in her mind.
She's not thinking. And I hate to say this because, yes, they were Kobe's parents, but she wasn't thinking about them. They were like, people were going in online. Like,
did his
so
parents get up and talk?
No.
So what does she have to do with?
But that's what they were saying.
If they didn't even get up and talk,
they didn't get up and talk. She didn't acknowledge them when she
gave. I'm quite sure they had the opportunity
eulogy.
To get up and talk.
Well, I don't know. Because they, you know, that,
I
you
doubt
know
if she was like, no, you cannot talk.
You know that, well, I mean, if she planned it, maybe she did. I don't know. Because you know that him and the parents was kind of beefing and had a strange.
Yeah, but those are your parents.
They are your parents, but I can't be mad at her for that. Like, people were
well, saying, she didn't have to mention them, but like, I don't think that she probably like stopped them from getting up and acknowledging their son. At the end of the day, if that's your son, if she had that much control, they wouldn't even been inside of the building. So if they want to acknowledge their son, I think they should have gotten up and acknowledged their son. Like,
well, you can if it's a program in place. You just can't get up and. You can't.
I ain't feeling that.
You can't just get up.
And, I ain't feeling that.
You can't just get up. If they got a schedule and they got a program in place, you can't just get up.
It just seemed like they were such a happy family. And I just don't feel like they were that type to even have that energy to be like, no, you cannot speak.
I'm not saying that they would say that she
like,
said that.
I feel like that would probably be their choice. And I don't want anything to do with this because she has something.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that people are saying that she should have acknowledged.
And what should she have said?
I don't know. Thank you for birthing Cole. I don't know. But I'm not mad at her. That was a grieving mother, a grieving. Like, I'm not mad at her. Like, we don't know what their relationship was. She still wasn't in her. It's probably to this day, it's still not in her right
mind. She has probably a long way to go.
She got a long way to go. Like, a long way to go. I felt so bad for her. But yeah, girl, people were going in on her online, which I'm like,
I didn't see any of that, but that's sad.
How can you go in? And then, oh my, speaking of my job. If you don't have nothing nice to say about somebody, don't say anything at all. So we had a conversation in a group of people talking about the whole Kobe Bryant situation. And I'm like, you know, that's sad. And she said, Vanessa said that he was really romantic. Valentine's Day was his favorite holiday. And she said was it Valentine's Day or either her birthday? Deb, did you ever see the movie The Notebook?
Mm-hmm.
She said that he brought her the dress from The Notebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I made that comment at work when we were talking about him. I'm like, oh, he just seemed like a romantic guy. And here come the Debbie Downer of the group. Because I'm like, he seemed like a really good romantic, you know, until that time he cheated on her. Like,
whoever said that been cheated on, like, a million times.
Like, why would you? And I just look like, first of all, she forgave him for that. So why are you bringing that up?
Not only that, whoever said that, cheated on.
All the things you can say about him, we want to bring up that situation.
Okay, just why are you bringing that up?
I was so irritated. I was so irritated with that person. They made me mad.
What do you feel about Gail bringing it up?
That dog.
Don't you start that.
Yeah, fucking dog. Listen.
What do you feel?
I'm going to say this. I was not mad at Snoop, okay? I do not believe in men disrespecting women.
Except for when he disrespected Gail.
And he apologized for it, but I felt his anger because what was her point? For doing that, she shouldn't have let somebody else do that. That shouldn't have came from Gail.
And then
the girl kept trying to get away from
it.
She did good because I would have been real bad. She was like, you know, she said what she said about him.
I would have been real bad.
And then here come Gail again. But what do you think about me? You were his friend. Like, is this a bash Kobe interview?
She like, oh, you wouldn't have known. That was too much.
That was too much.
Even if you asked a question which you shouldn't have.
Let it go after you asked it. She gave you an answer, and then it was like, well, you wouldn't know. In other words,
you were saying, well, maybe he did.
Girl.
Like, we haven't even talked about this situation in so long. Why are we talking about it now? Like, why are people talking about it now? I don't get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a woman. Like, if a woman was really assaulted, like, I don't feel like she was. I hate to say that. However, if she was, then it still was in the past, and it was dismissed or let go, or he wasn't charged with it, he was found guilty of it. So what was the problem?
Why are we still talking about it? I was disappointed in Gail that she talked about, that she even brought it up. I was even more disappointed that she kept trying to poke after, what was it, Lisa Leslie answered the mm-hmm. question. And then when Snoop said
Lisa
that,
did really good.
She did really awesome.
I was in shock that she can do that good, because like, I would have been like flipping the script.
Now after where he said it, I'm like, okay, maybe he shouldn't have called it no dog face, funky, whatever.
when I saw that, I was like, I was not expecting that. He was like, I don't know, should I?
I was like, what did he just say? If that was my mother,
then you would look at it differently.
Yeah, I would look at it. I mean, you really should not disrespect the female. I'm a female.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have called it a B word.
Well, he apologized
for that.
But I can understand his anger.
I can understand his anger, his frustration. We do things out of anger. We were shocked.
And he was upset.
It do seem like, you know, Gail was trying to paint this negative picture of Kobe. Like, after she asked the question, are you going to ask me the question and answer it for me? Because I just answered you, but you saying, oh, but you was his friend. Okay,
like,
and
you
so what?
Know.
You wouldn't know. So do you want me to answer the question, or are you going to answer the question?
Yeah.
What you going to do?
Not only that, this is her interview, and you're asking all this stuff.
Yeah.
So why did you really want to sit down with me? Why are you bringing this up right now?
To talk about Kobe.
I ain't had time to grieve. Mm. It just happened. I don't want to even talk about that. Like, yeah, but she did very good.
I felt like she was being messy. I felt like I love Gail, but I felt like she was being messy.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like she was being messy. I do think Snoop was wrong to call her the B word, the dog face. What he called her, a dog, a funky.
You know what it was? Because you kept calling me that stuff. And everybody that communicated with you through
funky
text.
Funky dog face. What he called her, a funky dog face, bitch?
Yeah.
Was it the dog face?
Funky. dog face.
You
bitch
funky
or
dog face bitch. I think that was so wrong. You should never call a woman a bitch. But
I just want to know where the term comes
the
from.
The funky dog face bitch. That was funny.
Like, so, what made him think of that?
Girl, that was. What is speaking of Gail? Did you see Oprah the other day on
when
stage?
When she fell. Yeah,
somebody
I saw
on
that.
The internet gonna say that was the ghost of Kobe and Michael. Michael Jackson who tripped. I said, y'all.
No, they didn't.
They said, because you know she interviewed them boys who,
I know.
They was like that. It's like, how did she trip? She's standing there 1 minute. And she just tripped out of nowhere. Somebody gonna say that's the ghost of Michael Jackson who came back and tripped her.
Oh my God.
I see it the internet. Y'all are so
crazy.
They
have no filter.
They have
the internet has no filter
whatsoever.
They go in on everybody, but
no filter whatsoever.
But rest well, Kobe and Gianna.
GG, yeah. Oh my God. That was just so, yeah. And to everybody else.
And to everyone else, and I don't remember all the names, but rest well, because everyone had families and people that loved them, and they left behind a lot of loved ones, and it was just a very, very sad situation.
She was able to put him away privately, and we didn't see no pictures from
that was really good.
She did.
I actually did see something, I think.
No, you didn't see pictures from the actual, their private memorial.
Yeah, I did.
You saw pictures from
I believe I did, yeah.
I don't think there's no pictures out from the private memorial.
I feel like I saw
some. You saw it from the memorial at the
maybe that's what it was from.
At the Staples Center, but they had already buried him when they had that memorial.
They kept that very quiet.
They kept that very quiet.
It was done very well.
It was done very well, yeah. I commend them. And if there is people from the LAPD department that's going around showing them pictures, y'all, I hope she sue y'all for pennies that y'all don't have, because that's so disrespectful. Yeah.
And whoever called it in, kudos
Bravo
to you.
They said it was a bartender who called
it in. Yeah, because that's disgusting.
That's very disgusting. Not only that, like, your job is to protect. And you going around.
And what
around,
are you doing?
What are you doing? So I don't wish that nobody lose their job, but I hope you are dealt with accordingly. I'm going to say that. I hope that you dealt with, because you going around showing pictures trying to.
What is
like,
this?
That ain't cool. That ain't cool whatsoever. But I'm glad we back for season 2.
Season 2, Female Chronicles.
Season
the good, the bad, the
bullshit
in between.
In between. We got a lot coming up this next season. If you haven't checked us out, go back and listen to our first season. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on all your social media platforms. We're on Instagram. We on Facebook. Check us out. Let us know what you think. Even if you don't like us, let us know. We don't really care, though.
We want to know. So be like, we don't like you bitches. Like, we want to hear it.
We don't care. You dog face funky
bitches. They say that shit. Come on now.
Let's keep it real.
Give us some kind of feedback.
But Tila, you want to tell them where they can follow you?
Who is Tila Monet on IG? And that's WHOISTELAHMONET. And it's just Tila Monet on Facebook and all other platforms, which is TELAHMONET. And of course, Female Chronicles, the good, the bad, the bullshit in between.
And you can follow me at Tawana Tales on all platforms, TWANATELLS. That's TWANATELLS on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And make sure you follow our social media page, Female Chronicles. You can follow us on Instagram at Female Chronicles. You can follow us at Facebook on Female Chronicles. Just follow us. And
you can DM, inbox.
DM her. Don't DM me.
DM and inbox. Comment. I could, you know what I'm saying? You got something disrespectful to say, I screw up with the best of you, so come on with it.
I'm ready. Argue with
see,
social,
yeah, cause
yeah.
See, but I'm there for it. So come on with it. We right there. We waiting on you. However we can get it, we'll take it. And thank you all for your support, though, because we have a lot of supporters out of there.
Yes, and we will see y'all next week. Maybe not the same time, but we'll see y'all at some point next week.
See ya. We are back on the courts.